Hey, it's Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. And we're here with Justin Luck to talk about one of my favorite things in Azure, the Azure Cloud Shell. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me.
Love the Azure Cloud Shell. We should have done it years ago, but you finally did it.
Yes.
And we announced it at Build this year. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's finally here. You know, I think you gave the best introductions we could have seen at the Build conference. So yeah, I mean, here to kind of give you a quick rundown of it, I think you hit kind of the core pillars over in Build. It was like, Azure has a modern management story. It's super easy. You know, whatever browser you need to go to, we have a command line built right in there.
Right.
It's held in Azure, built for Azure.
And does everyone get this? Do I have to turn anything on? Do I have to enable it? Or does everyone has the Cloud Shell?
Yeah, great question. So you have to have a subscription that is capable of provisioning storage. And the reason for this is Cloud Shell works on an infrastructure that has temporary VMs. And so whenever you come to the portal or anywhere else that Cloud Shell exists, you say, hey, I want a Cloud Shell. And then we'll say, hey, here's a VM, but you need some kind of file persistence, because for you to be super productive, you need your favorite scripts.
Yep.
And so this Azure file share is prompted. So you come into the portal, and then we say, hey, create an Azure file share. And then we'll mount it onto the VM for you on every single session.
OK. So I pay for the little bit of storage, but you handle the VM. I'm not paying for VMs?
Exactly. So the compute is absolutely free. But the storage, anything that you store in there, the user image that we persist for you, that cost is on you, but it's very small.
Okay, so I see up here at the top of the screen a little Cloud Shell there next to the little bell. Go ahead and click on that, and it says requesting a Cloud Shell, connecting terminal, pauses, and then now it says Justin at Azure.
Yep.
Is this an emulator? Is this fake? Are we in Linux here? What's happening?
Yeah, great question. So this is building off of an open source project called Xterm. So emulating the terminal directly in your browser, and then it's actually talking over a WebSocket to a full Linux bash shell. So if you know, you come in here, you can see that it's full Linux.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then
so we're in a container?
Yeah, so it is actually a container on a VM. So we do some niceties for you. We pre-configure some tools and language support, so you can come in and see that there's,
Oh, wow. So Git's there already.
Yeah, Git's on here. You know, there's common language support like Python. There's Python 3 and 2. And this is done exactly through, like you said, a container. So every time you come and ask for a Cloud Shell, it brings it up with the correct tools. It's super clean. And then the best part is that Azure File Share allows you to persist your home directory. And so if you go into this Cloud Drive folder, this is the actual mount point for your file share.
Okay.
And you can see that I have a couple of scripts, a couple of files in here. And then if I actually go into this hidden folder, this is where it's showing my user image.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, so this is actually a 5 gig image that we create for you that persists your home directory.
Oh.
And this is why you like piplib, this file here, our directory, is persisted through that user image.
See, this is what's great. I like that you're giving me the internals, because, we could say, oh, look, you click and there's a cloud image and write some scripts. How does it work? That's
exactly
what everybody wants to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So there's a disk image somewhere in my storage.
In your storage.
That makes sense. And then I can put whatever I want to on it. It sounds like you said it was 5 gigs, which makes sense. Does that image have Python and .NET and all those things that you said, or is that part of the container and my images is just my scripts?
Yeah, great question. So all of those tools are just part of the container, and then whatever is in this in your image is totally yours. So it's absolutely empty when you first
get
it.
This is the data drive.
Yes.
So it's separated.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good, definitely, because I don't want to have to pay for Python and all that other
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So then within that, I can have, so my bash history, my bash RC, I can customize this. Can I run like VI inside of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So go ahead and come in here.
So boom, he's in Vim. So this is, like you said, it's Xterm JS. Oh, and you went full screen.
Yeah, it's figured.
So someone could go portal.azure.com, they could click the Cloud Shell, go full screen, they could do all of their management stuff in here.
Exactly.
Now you've got Python and .NET and all the different things installed, but there's also Azure management that's set up by default, correct?
Yes. So let's see. Get out of Vim. So I'll actually do AZ account show. And then this is actually showing that I'm automatically authenticated. Mm-hmm. Whenever you use the CLI on your local machine, you gotta do the device login stuff. But right. here, since we're in Portal, we can repurpose your token. Mm-hmm. And you can set your preferred subscription, and that's actually persisted through the hidden Azure folder in here. And so if you ever wanna change up your default subscription, run that command, it'll be reminded for you or remembered for you inside of your home directory.
Okay, I like that I did not have to log in or do any of that
stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
I really won't have to install the Azure CLI anymore on my local machine, I'll just log into Portal, it's faster.
Yeah, we'll make it easy for you. We also stay in close contact with the CLI team, so we'll update the versions. So every time you come in, you got the latest and greatest, and it's mm-hmm. easy, one click, go.
So you went Azure account show, I can do Azure web apps list or and all those kinds of
yeah,
things. But
exactly.
I noticed that it brought back JSON though. What if I want it to come back in a friendlier, more human readable format?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually have a couple of VMs up, and so I'll just go ahead and list those. Type this out. So I'll actually do a detailed output, and then you can dash O as a table. And oops.
Is that the name of a resource group?
Yes. Good call. This is the name of our resource group.
Okay. And you said dash O
yeah.
output table.
Yeah, dash O defines the output. So you, CLI is great because you can give table or TSV or JSON, and that makes it super easy to script because, you know, whatever preferred output you might have, you know, it can handle it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I actually have my SSH keys for these VMs stored in my home directory.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just go ahead and SSH directly into one of these VMs. And I can hit it, and then just like that, I'm inside this Azure Linux VM.
Because you set the keys up ahead of time.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you are on my VM.
Yep.
On a real VM that you have full control of, not in the container
yep.
that you had not full control of.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like you said, in here I have sudo privileges because I own this whole VM. But inside of Cloud Shell, I'm held as a regular user. So this is just kind of the flexibility of swapping in and out of different Azure VMs,
mm-hmm.
and it's super awesome. So on this VM, I have some folding at home files where it's like that Stanford open source project.
Yeah, the protein folding.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you know, I can go ahead and look at all the processes running in here.
And because you own that VM, of course you're in top, you could, you know, apt-get install mm-hmm, HTOP mm-hmm. and it would work and go and do anything you want. I suppose you could even probably install tmux if you wanted to be a developer and do it all inside of the browser.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, that's just a really quick showing of what you can do in there, and then I can exit, come back into the Cloud Shell. You see my files are back here again.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of exiting, if I close this, how long does it stay around?
Yeah, so if you come here and actually close the shell itself, it'll mm-hmm. disconnect the connection to the VM, and then mm-hmm. you have a grace period of about 30 minutes before you would come back, request, and get a new VM mm-hmm. to connect to.
I noticed next to Bash here, there is a drop down. What's going on there?
Yeah, so right now, Bash is in public preview, but PowerShell is underway. They're currently in private preview, so if you would like access to it, come up here, and this coming soon link will lead you to a form that you can sign up and request access. It's awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're super, super excited to release the PowerShell version.
So I presume that just like in the Bash version where you have the Azure CLI pre-configured, I've always kind of found, with all due respect to my friends in PowerShell, the PowerShell CLI kind of hard to log into. Are you going to pre-log me into that as well?
Absolutely.
And I'll just have all my favorite PowerShell tools available?
You know it. Yeah, it's really great. It actually mounts your Azure subscription as a file system. So you can actually CD directly into certain Azure resources and sets the context really easily. It's really, really cool
stuff.
See,
now you're just showing off.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I think it's a testament just to the user experience, how far we've come, you know, over the past couple of years. And it's really exciting to see.
Yeah, it's a nice balance because I think that the Azure portal just keeps getting better and better and faster, and now we've got the other side of that coin.
Yeah.
And then people can also check out the Azure mobile app, and then there's soon going to be some Cloud Shell support in there as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you, just like you said at Build, if you're working on a VM, you need to go to dinner with the family at Chili's, and something goes wrong, you can fix it. You don't have to leave dinner. Everyone's happy.
Non-technical spouse will be thrilled.
Exactly.
We are learning all about the Azure Cloud Shell here on Azure Friday.